This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dr. Jack here on Good Day Health. Dr. Jack Stockwell, look, a chiropractor, GAPS practitioner. He is in the know, and he's here right now to serve you.
Welcome to the Good Day Health Show. Back here again, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell. More information available about me at jackstockwell.com as well as forbiddendoctor.com. And once again, I am not the forbidden doctor. The forbidden doctor is that healing energy, force, intelligence deep inside your body that has built your body. It maintains your body's systems. It keeps you alive, keeps you healthy. And it has a describable intelligence of its own in knowing how to control all the systems. And the reason we say forbidden is simply the medical tyranny forbids you to know about this. Medical tyranny wants you to believe that life can be better lived chemically rather than naturally. And that has always been the position that I have taken since I started my research into health over 50 years ago. I started out in pre-med over 50 years ago, finished the pre-med program, working in a local hospital while I was doing this. But at the same time, I was moving in that direction with the idea of going to the University of Utah's medical school. And working closely with orthopedic surgeons in the operating rooms where I was training as a scrub tech. So that's the direction I wanted to go, and it was to give people new knees, new shoulders, new hips when things wore out and get them back on their feet and get them back into living. But at the same time I was studying all of this and just fascinated with these concepts, I was just as fascinated, if not more so, with nutrition, which has no place in medicine, as you well know. And because it's antithetical to the use of drugs. Not that there isn't a time for drugs. There's a time and place for drugs. There's even a time and place for an antibiotic now and then. But for the most part, a lot of the things that we end up having to go to surgery for is the result of a misaligned spine over the years and malnutrition, where our joints are not being fed properly. And so I would talk to the surgeons about this stuff while I was working, while I was finishing up my undergrad studies, and they were visibly disturbed by the things that I talked about. And one of them finally said to me, says, "Jack, come here." And I still remember him, Dr. Charles Smith, a short little guy. He was a Seventh-day Adventist, but he was a magician in the operating room with what the things that I saw him do and the life that he would restore for people, getting them back on their feet. And I kind of patterned myself after him, and we got to be good friends. And he finally said to me, "Listen, you're not, you might want to rethink your career." And he was being very delicate about it because he knew how focused I was on going to the University of Utah Med School. And he said, "I'm just going to tell you straight. You're not going to make it through the interview. You're not going to make it through the medical school interview, your application interview." "Why? Am I not smart enough?" And he said, "Oh, they got your grades. They got your scores. You know, they know how smart you are." But that's not what the medical school interview is for. The medical school interview isn't to find out how smart you are. They already know that. You wouldn't get the interview if you didn't pass that gateway. What they're trying to find out is if you are a maverick. What they want to know, and they have questions that reveal this stuff. Do you think for yourself, or can you be part of a team? Because if you think for yourself, you'll never get in. They won't let you in. You have to be willing to kind of bow down and kiss the rod and recognize the authority and power and of the great profession above your own ideas. When he said, "You won't make it through." The strangest thing about that, it was kind of like a relief because I knew there was this dichotomy that was forming in my mind because I would talk to these guys during surgery. "Hey, did you know about this? Did you know about that?" And after a while, they didn't even respond to what I was saying. But at the beginning, they kind of look out, you know, they look over their surgical mask, their head tipped down, and look at me like, "What?" And I would talk about vitamin C, and I would talk about vitamin D, and I would talk about astaxanthine, and just a whole bunch of stuff that I've been studying that has a profound place in the establishment of human health and a strong residual immune system and a balanced metabolic expression of life. That if we can find that, we'll find that life is much more enjoyable than becoming dependent on drugs and surgery. I appreciated that. I really did. It broke some families' hearts when I told them, listen, I'm not going to do that. If you're just tuning in, I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com. I'm what is known as an upper cervical chiropractor. I just work on one bone, which essentially controls the body's posture, and it also has a direct influence on the function of the brainstem. And the brainstem is that primitive part of the brain. It's called the primitive brain. It's called the lizard brain. It's called the rhinocephalus. It's this little, the brain is essentially this big mass of spongy material with this stem sticking out the bottom of it. And that stem sticking out the bottom of it is what's known as the brainstem. And we share that with a rattlesnake, and we share it with a chameleon, and we share it with the fish, and we share it with anything that has a spine. And it controls all of the basic automatic aspects of human physiology, the things you never think about, the beating of your heart, the breathing of your lungs, the digestion of your food, these kinds of things, as well as cranial nerves. And you will remember, I guess it was eighth grade science when you were first introduced to the 12 cranial nerves. These are the nerves that come out of the brainstem. And they don't exit the skull except for two of them. Two of them do. The olfactory nerve, number one, cranial nerve number one, that goes through the base plate of the skull and into the upper sinus area that you smell. You smell through this nerve. And the other one is the vagus nerve that exits through a couple of little holes in the bottom of your skull, one on each side that becomes the vagus nerve itself, that controls the breathing and the heart and digestion and mostly the gut. And these cranial nerves have such a profound impact on the human body that damage in this area of the brainstem, as far as like a stroke or some kind of brainstem injury, usually will result in a very quick death. In fact, that's the purpose of the capital punishment of hanging. Hanging isn't to strangle the felon or the convict or the condemned, I should say. It's not to strangle the condemned. It's to snap the brainstem. And that's why they will, you know, they check the heart rather quickly after a hanging to make sure the heart stopped beating. But the upper brain, the so-called higher brain, you can have, my goodness, just terrible injuries, not the least of which would be a stroke or an aneurysm. And often you can survive the stroke or you can survive the aneurysm. And after some therapy, usually you can pretty well get your life back. You can get a bullet in the head. You can get a tire iron from some injury through the head. You can crack the skull open from a fall. And if you don't sever a major artery through some therapy and some recovery, you can be back to work in a matter of weeks. You might forget the color of your prom dress or the first car you learned to drive in. You may not remember some things like that, but for the most part, you're back to life. But in the very bottom of the brain, which is where I want to focus a lot of what I'm going to talk about now relative to childhood vaccinations, damage and injury in this area can be extremely serious, if not life-threatening. So when Dr. Smith said, hey, you better give this up, I took my the sciences that I had learned, the chemistry primarily in the pre-med classes, and went to work for a mining company and just fell in love with dirt. And it was a gold mining company, and I did some field work for them. I worked mostly out of the laboratory doing analysis and assays of various samples of the ore from the mines to make sure they were moving in the right direction, following the pay dirt, as they call it. And eventually I ended up having my own business. It was called Rocky Mountain Assay. And I worked for a lot of smaller mining companies that could not afford a geologist. They couldn't afford a metallurgist, couldn't afford a laboratory person, chemist. So I would do retainer work for them. And that it thrived. In fact, I was very successful and had a lot of fun doing that until the price of gold crashed back in the 1980s. It dropped from like $800 to $200 an ounce almost overnight. And so I was out of work, and it was too late to go to med school. I was already over 28, and 28 was pretty well the cutoff age then, unless I wanted to go to a school in Mexico or a school in the Caribbean. And I, you know, they're good med schools. It's just I didn't speak Spanish. And someone said, well, you ought to take a look at chiropractic. And I thought, well, my goodness, if I don't want to be a medical doctor, why would I want to be a chiropractor? I didn't know anything about chiropractic. And somebody gave me the course catalog for 1976 for Palmer College back in Davenport, Iowa. And I'm going through the course catalog, and I'm looking at this thing. For Pete's sake, the first 2 years of chiropractic college is the same as the first 2 years of med school. They're all the same classes, how the body's put together and how it works. So my wife and I took off, and we spent some time on campus, and I said, all right, this is it. This is what I've been waiting for. And in the towards the end of my first semester in chiropractic college, is 10 semesters, by the way, by the time the first semester was winding down, I discovered the technique that I now practice in my clinic. It's called NUCCA, N-U-C-C-A, stands for National Upper Cervical Chiropractic Association. You can get more information about it at NUCCA.org, N-U-C-C-A.org. And I'm telling you all of this because the thing that I deal with is the brainstem and its function in the body. So I see an awful lot of conditions and cases in my clinic you might not necessarily expect to see in a chiropractor's office. You know, 100 years ago when people were sick, they went to a chiropractor because of the profound effect that upper cervical chiropractic has on the immune system. And if you'd go to a medical doctor 100 years ago, if you had a broken bone or a gunshot wound or a major laceration, or if you were having a baby, or things of an accidental, tragic type of condition, you didn't really start going to medicine until antibiotics showed up. And then when antibiotics show up, people started going that direction and started leaving chiropractic behind. And chiropractic got relegated to back pain and headaches and things like that, which is where it is today. And so we upper cervical boys are trying to turn that back around. We're going to take a break here, and I'll be right back. And I want to get into some aspects of brainstem and childhood vaccinations. Stick around. Don't go away.
Your brain is an amazing thing. But as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hard-working people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Back to the Good Day Health Show. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at ForbiddenDoctor.com. So, there is a book that has been recently published by one of my heroes in medical research, by Forrest Moretti, M-A-R-E-A-D-Y. Forrest Moretti, you can get it at Amazon, and it's called Crooked, Man-Made Disease Explained. Crooked. You can get, I think the audiobook is free, but the paperback is about $20. And he talks about what he considers to be the crooked theory, where many illnesses will leave a visible sign on the face as something's a little crooked, like the smile is crooked or the eyes are misaligned. And the theory just addresses how certain unrelated conditions and neurological and immunological illnesses like eczema and asthma can be traced back to a single root cause that leaves lesions on the brainstem. And it just wreaks havoc on our mental and our physical health. And so he talks about the neurotoxins. He talks about incorrect antibiotic use and other factors that affect our health. And if you put together a library of health information in your home, you need this book. Yeah, and he has several other books that are in my library. And he, even though we have never met, and I've never interviewed him on my radio shows, which I should do, he's one of my heroes. And so I take care of I have a rather large pediatric practice. Some people say, kids go to a chiropractor? Well, of course, kids have a spine, just like adults do. And with all of the sport activities that's going on now, with kids as low as 2 or 3 years old, out there running around kicking a ball on a soccer field. It's so cute and funny to look at these kids sometimes, but they collide and they fall down and they bang their heads and their spines become misaligned. And their parents bring them to me so I can get their spines back into alignment, and they're back up running straight now instead of crooked. But over 30 plus years of taking care of kids, I have begun to notice a certain kind of an obvious observational thing in these kids. And that is the crooked smile In other words, the smile is higher on one side of the mouth than the other. Or their eyes aren't equal in the way that they open up or the way that they function. And so I started doing some research, and what is on your face in the sense of how it appears, if it's not balanced, it goes back to cranial nerve damage. And people first started noticing this back in the 1800s when children would come down with something that was called teething paralysis, something children seemed to get after they were teething, or what they called infantile paralysis that later became known as polio. And a lot of children would exhibit something they called squint. They called it squint back then, or being cross-eyed, which we now call strabismus. And it's where the eyes would not point in the same direction. You might have one eye point inward or one eye pointing outward, and the other one didn't match it. And children with polio would often have eyes that didn't point in the same direction. Now, if you look harder, you notice people saying that that a part or a side of their face became paralyzed. It's something that we think of as Bell's palsy. Now, we're going to go to break here in a moment. When we get back, I want to get to the heart and core of what I'm talking about in our last section here in the show before Doug joins me. But this is some of the most important things that I talk to my patients about. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell at jackstockwell.com, and I want to come back and talk to you about damage to the brainstem from vaccinations.
Here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse. And to help Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. Those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. You know, Calitrin, it's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss. Healthy weight loss is 1 to 2 pounds a week. That's where you can maintain it and keep it off even after you get off of the product. Calitrin has a huge 86% success rate. So you're going to see the results with it. When you drop 10, 20, 30, 40, or even 100 pounds, you're walking around with so much less weight on your body. You just feel good. You've got more energy. You've got less joint pain. Overall, you feel better, more confident. You, like, all of your numbers start looking better across the board, too. You're getting healthier. So it just feels good all around when you're doing it the right way.
That's it. Toploss.com. Use the discount code Doug. In addition to all the other great things that we've talked about here, you get free shipping using that. Thanks to Elizabeth Miller. Toploss.com.
Your brain is an amazing thing, but as you get older, it naturally begins to change, causing a lack of sharpness or even trouble with recall. Thankfully, the breakthrough in Prevagen helps your brain and actually improves memory. The secret is an ingredient originally discovered in jellyfish. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, Prevagen has been shown to improve memory. A Pharmacy Times National Survey of Pharmacists rated Prevagen the number one pharmacist-recommended memory support brand for the fifth year in a row. You can find it in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere without a prescription. Help your memory. Try Prevagen today. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
For listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tropical storm Ophelia close to landfall in North Carolina. The National Hurricane Center says that storm centered about 25 miles south of Cape Lookout and is lashing the coast with sustained winds of 70 miles an hour. Ophelia should reach the coast sometime this morning and move north throughout the day. The governor of Maryland has declared a state emergency in preparation for the effects of that storm. Amidst calls for his resignation, New Jersey U.S. Senator Bob Menendez says he is not stepping down. Over a half dozen New Jersey politicians have called for his resignation, including Governor Phil Murphy. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy planning to cut funding for Ukraine out of a defense spending bill that was blocked twice by a small group of conservatives in an effort to keep the government from shutting down. Corey Myers, USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over 1 million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
Dr. Jack Stockwell as we continue here on Good Day Health.
Welcome back. I'm Dr. Jack Stockwell here at the Health, the Good Day Health Show with Doug Steffen, who will be joining me before long. But I know what I'm talking about is becoming more and more known to the general public as more and more kids are having serious neurological problems at earlier and earlier ages. And the parents of these kids know what's causing it. Although some of them have a very hard time coming face to face what's happened because their kids were just fine and then all of a sudden they weren't. Kids were just fine and then all of a sudden they have speech problems. They were just fine and all of a sudden they got eczema at 4 years old. They were just fine or all of a sudden they have strabismus and they can't properly focus. They were just fine and all of a sudden they can't say words correctly. Well, it followed an event that took place in their life. Now, the focus that I do with children, when children are brought to me to take care of them, the first thing I do, I'm looking at the eyes and I'm looking at the mouth. And this is actually a problem in the brainstem that affects what we call the cranial nerves. Now, the brain is this gray, spongy thing that has this protrusion out the bottom of it that we call the brainstem that connects the brain to the spinal cord. And then that spinal cord, of course, goes down the spinal canal of your backbone. And there's 12 cranial nerves in the brainstem. And these nerves are different than the nerves that come off the spinal cord that controls your arms or your legs. These nerves come out of the brainstem, and as I said, only two of them exit the skull. The rest of them stay inside the skull, controlling your face. They let you smile. They let you frown. They let you kiss. They control your eyes at the direction your eyes will point. And they also function as input in the sense of hearing and the sense of taste. And there's one of the cranial nerves, the biggest one, the largest that many have heard, called the vagus nerve. And this one actually interfaces with many functions in the body, including, and most importantly, the gut. And when I started researching and looking through this stuff, it wasn't just the mouth or the eyes that were being affected. It was all the cranial nerves. I mean, often you'll see a child who has strabismus where their eyes point in, but they may also have suddenly developed a speech impediment that I was mentioning earlier. And the speech pathologists kind of spin their wheels trying to figure out why this kid suddenly is unable to talk. And to me, it's fairly obvious because their eyes are turned in. And if you look just 2 millimeters further down the brainstem, you find the cranial nerve that controls the tongue. It's called the hypoglossal. It does nothing but control the tongue. And it may have developed, you know, you get this problem that keeps the tongue from being able to form properly. At one point it was fine, now all of a sudden the tongue is having problem. And so a child was saying yellow, but now all they can say is lello, because they can't control the side of the tongue anymore. And so the cranial nerves affect all these things, and they can explain so many mystery ailments, such as a baby who was latching perfectly onto mama's nipple and was able to breastfeed just fine, and then all of a sudden it can't latch anymore. That, to me, is a dead giveaway for tongue paralysis, which is a cranial nerve problem. Now, I could go on and on. I mean, these cranial nerves problems manifest themselves in a million different ways, and they usually leave their doctors, their pediatricians, completely flummoxed. Well, part of the history of this, and you can get a lot of this information from Forrest Moretti in the book Crooked. It's available at Amazon. I highly recommend this book. Moretti's last name is just M.A. Reddy, R-E-A-D-Y, M.A. Reddy. Now, a lot of the realization that the brainstem is a target of attack or assault in different ways, to me, in my experience, it's frequently under assault via the damage from the neurotoxic aluminum adjuvants that's in vaccines. And, you know, there's a whole mess of DT, DTAP, TD, TDAP, VTAP, Hep B, hepatitis A and B, human papillomavirus, the HPV, the meningococcal, the pneumococcal. Any of these have aluminum formulations, aluminum hydroxide, aluminum phosphate, potassium aluminum sulfate, amorphous aluminum hydrophosphate sulfate. They're all aluminum based. And I started to notice a pattern where it wasn't just the eyes or the mouth. I saw problems with other functions within the brainstem that are affected by cranial nerves. I mean, have you ever seen a kid who had a speech impediment? You know, have you seen the mystery ailment? Or a child that's got this mystery ailment that the doctors can't quite diagnose. Some parents will bring in a child complaining of lazy eye. And so you get these children who have to wear corrective glasses or an eye patch. And I know the doctors don't often have a reason for why this happens. But I'm saying that there's much more to this than the fact that the eye suddenly got lazy. And we've come to accept these kinds of things, because they're so prevalent anymore, like it's a rite of passage, that weird things are going to happen to these kids that doctors can't explain. It's a rite of passage. They'll grow out of it. And I've come to the conclusion that a lot of these things may be explained by what are lesions in the brainstem, where these cranial nerves emanate from. So the question is, well, and I'm Dr. Jack, what would cause that? Well, there could be a lot of causes. But normally, the ones that doctors are familiar with can be seen on an MRI or a CAT scan, and they're easily diagnosable. My fear is that the biggest cause of these cranial nerve damages may be the neurotoxic aluminum adjuvants that are frequently injected via vaccinations. Now, there's a lot of skeptics who immediately claim that vaccines are safe and effective the minute they hear anything or anybody questioning the efficacy of vaccinations. You know, I've often been dismissed as a lunatic for some of my positions in this stuff. But it's very easy to explain, especially if you realize, and this is really critical here, if you realize that the amount of aluminum adjuvant in any given vaccine is easily enough to kill an infant. If it's injected into the right place in their brainstem, it would kill them immediately. And we've always relied on the thought that injection into the body would dilute it so much that the amount that was required to do enough damage to the brainstem to kill somebody would never actually get there. And so we assumed that no one would be that unlucky, and that the entire dosage, the entire 500 micrograms of aluminum hydroxide, would never make its way to the brainstem. There are 250 micrograms of aluminum in a single dose of hepatitis B, which is routinely administered within 24 hours of birth. And by 18 months of age, babies who adhere to the childhood vaccine schedule will almost always get at least 5,000 micrograms of aluminum. And so we realized that there's two problems here. First, an aluminum adjuvant doesn't dilute inside the body. You know, think about pouring a package of of great Kool-Aid powder into a pitcher of water. And you can see it spreading out and giving this perfect purple hue to the entire pitcher of water. That's not what happens with an aluminum adjuvant. It gets picked up by the white blood cells, but the white blood cells don't travel around the body randomly. They move where they're signaled to go by the immune system. And this is something that Forrest Moretti writes about in the book Crooked. Others have talked about this, others have studied this, but he presents it in such a way that if anybody is considering vaccination, and I tell this to my patients, if you're considering doing this, you must read this book first. Now, when a child is vaccinated, the brainstem signals very aggressively for help from the immune system. And there's three reasons for this. Well, the first one, which I just mentioned, is pathogen invasion. It's when your body senses that a microbe is invading the brainstem, what's called the dorsal vagal complex. And this is a very important part of the brainstem. It actually sends out signals for help from the white blood cells. And secondly, when you have tissue injury and your body senses that you've been cut, it will signal white blood cells to go to the cut. But it also signals for white blood cells to go to the brainstem. It's a very intriguing bit of science that proves this. And the third reason is the most disturbing. The dorsal vagal complex signals for help from the immune system whenever you're being restrained and you don't think you can escape. This is a very primal response to being afraid. This is the absolute horrible reason why I believe vaccines are so frequently associated with autism. Not just any vaccine, but the vaccines that are administered to 12 to 18 month mark. This is when children are probably the most terrified of being pinned down and given vaccines. Now, I don't know for sure that this is true, but I am terrified that it might be true. And those are the main reasons I believe that aluminum adjuvants have a proclivity for the brainstem. And it's because the body's immune system is signaling for white blood cells, which we know pick up the aluminum adjuvant contained in vaccines, come to the brainstem, the very part that seems so frequently damaged after vaccination. Now, it's like the white blood cells are going to help wherever the brain tells them to go, whether it's an injury to a limb or just to mitigate fear in the brain. And they take these hitchhikers, these aluminum particles, the aluminum sulfate, aluminum hydroxide, and aluminum is the only thing more neurotoxic to the nervous system than aluminum is mercury. And so by pressure from the public, they took mercury out of the vaccines, but they replaced it with aluminum, which is the next most neurotoxic chemical or mineral out there. So your body you basically hijack your body's attempt to help itself with this invader that does more damage to the most vulnerable part of the brain. The brainstem is different from the brain. I mean, you hear about children who have horrible brain injuries, a traumatic physical injury from a car wreck or something like that, and they're able to survive and regain a lot of the function that they lost because there's this redundancy inside the brain. Neurologists call it plasticity. It's your body, it's your brain's ability to heal itself. And the brainstem is very different. There's very little redundancy there, and it doesn't take much to do damage. There are these tiny little neuronal pathways inside the brainstem that are easily damaged. I mean, this is just very macabre. But when someone is hanged for an execution, as I said earlier, they're trying to snap the brainstem. They're not trying to strangle them. And in my opinion, the brainstem is the heart of what is being attacked by these vaccine adjuvants. And that's why this situation is so insidious. Now, I realize this is a radical theory, but more and more people are talking about this throughout the vaccine world. As far as I know, one of the best explanations of this are in the series of books by Forrest Moretti. And to connect immobilization, to connect to being restrained, I think is why vaccinations seem to be so frequently associated with neurological damage. Many people have eye and mouth problems from vaccines. I don't know if other people made the connection that vaccines affect all of the cranial nerves, but there's some very good evidence and research showing up now. But interestingly enough, the female response to stress is remarkably different than the male response. As a scientist puts it, and it's in his book, besides pregnancy and childbirth, the single characteristic that most distinguishes between female versus male is the female response to stress. And I believe the reason why autism is so disproportionately associated with males over females is because the female response to stress is markedly different than the male response. Females do not create the aggressive signaling for white blood cells to the dorsal vagal complex in the brainstem under stress. Now, it's explained much more thoroughly in his book, and that's my thinking as to why females seem to have far less neurological damage from vaccinations than boys do. But I, again, highly recommend that book. Now, I'm going to be joining Doug here very shortly. There's a lot more information on this. We just don't have time in this particular broadcast to get to. You can get a lot more of my information on vaccinations at ForbiddenDoctor.com. Now, stick around, and I'm going to be joining Doug here in just a few minutes, and we will finish off this week's show.
Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours. No questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Doug Steffen here with Elizabeth Miller. So if you're struggling to lose the stubborn areas of fat, here comes Elizabeth riding on her white horse to help those people who want to get transformed, Elizabeth, right?
Exactly. It's not a magic pill. It's nothing crazy. But what it is it's healthy weight loss.
Well, it's because it's all natural. The ingredients are things that are nothing but good for you. And coupled with other things that the counselors can help you with, you are assured success. They want you to be successful. After all, it's good for you and it's good for them. Go to toploss.com. Check out what the special is. And you even have things that make it easy for people to pay.
We've got an Afterpay available on the website. And then we can customize it by phone, too. So if you want to stock up and say big, you want to call us. Our number's toll-free. 1-800-325-4366. Toploss.com is the website, too.
Toploss.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Jack Stockwell is here on American, America's Good Day Health. Yep, Dr. Jack is here. His website, ForbiddenDoctor.com, visited by thousands of people when he mentions it, when I mention it. The latest podcast of Good Day Health with Dr. Jack, focusing on what happens to your bodies if you don't get enough salt. Among other things, what your body needs a certain amount of... You always fly in the face of what conventional men... Don't have salt's bad for you. Don't have salt. And you say, well, isn't it like anything else in moderation? Yes?
Well,
no, maybe?
The truth of the matter, is that medicine, modern medicine, is usually 20 to 30 years behind the latest science. Because they just get caught up in, you know, a kind of a rut.
BS.
And yeah, and it's, you know, and whatever they're not up on, they're down on. You know, I mean, completely illogic, but that's the way it works. Mm. And no, we desperately need salt. The body needs salt. You need the chloride from the sodium chloride to make hydrochloric acid. People on low salt diets usually have serious digestive problems. And you need sodium as one of the most important of your electrolytes to balance the electrical conductivity through the body, not alone, or not even mentioning the sodium-potassium pump that creates energy from cell to cell. And our bodies need this. And there's research that shows that hypertension is affected maybe in 1% of the cases by the amount of salt in somebody's diet.
All right, there you heard it first on this program, folks, from Dr. Jack Stockwell, who now has some advice for those of you who have been, like all of us who are listening to the radio or watching television, inundated with promotion for the latest COVID vaccines. Ah, they've been approved
and
by
remember,
the FDA.
Remember, there are no human trials. There are no human trials on the latest stuff coming out, just mice.
Yeah, let's listen.
Squeak, squeak, just, squeak, squeak. Yeah, that's right. And there's a growing... There's a growing body of evidence that shedding is a very real thing, meaning you can catch whatever is in those vials that people have been injected with just by being near someone who's been recently jabbed.
Yeah,
and so you remember back during the COVID 1.0, Dr. Zelenko just gained notoriety for his Z-Stack formula, which was just zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. I mean, even Trump famously was taking that when everybody else was getting sick, and he marched
That's
out
Trump
of the hospital.
That's Trump medicine. I'm not taking that. Early. I'm not taking that Trump fix. It's bad. It has to be. If Trump's taking it, it's got to be bad for you.
And he goes marching out of the hospital earlier than he should have, just as strong.
And he was really sick. All of the politics and all the BS aside, Trump, I was told by somebody that I know that I trust, who was on the inside, he was very, very sick for three or four days.
And he took that Z-Stack and then marched out of the hospital.
Yep. All right.
So we're just talking about zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D, all of those available at ForbiddenDoctor.com.
So quercetin, how does that mean? Zinc, pretty much, I think everybody knows about that. Vitamin C, vitamin D. Echinacea is something in golden seal. I also say to people who have gotten colds or flus or whatever, quercetin seems to be...
Golden seal is a miracle.
Yeah. But quercetin seems to be late to the party. Not a lot of people know what quercetin is. You want to give us a quick explanation of what that is, where it comes from? How do we get it?
Simply what it is, it's a natural pigment that occurs in very colorful fruits and vegetables, red apples, grapes, berries, all that kind of stuff. It's a very powerful antioxidant, and it's one of the flavonoids. Mm-hmm. And a flavonoid is something that helps to prevent free radical damage. It supports overall good health and longevity. There are studies that indicate that it could reduce inflammation. It helps with allergies. It helps to lower blood pressure. And it's just one of the things Mother Nature has packed away in her fruit and her vegetables, in organic form, mind you, that is just one of the many, many things that she has to offer us in the sense of getting our food, our natural immune-building, body-building stuff from Mother Nature, not from the food processing plants.
All right. And zinc, quercetin, vitamin C, and vitamin D. Those are the things to get.
Stock up on that stuff now.
Forget about getting the shot. That's what Jack says, and I agree with him.
Wait a second. I cannot legally say forget about the shot.
I can say it.
I can legally say study it before you ever think about doing it.
Yeah, that'll be more direct. Don't get a shot. Get this stuff instead. Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health at 59 after the hour.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit BobKSound.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.